beginning of the journey to understand what we're trying to understand, and that is how to get in touch with Simcha Sheini Kol Gadol, which starts with a deep understanding of who we really are and what our place in the Bria is. We spoke at the end of last week on the concept of Shutfus, that we are Shutfim B'Maaseh Bereishis. He's going to summarize it himself beautifully now, so I'm not going to do any more Chazorah. He's going to do a Chazorah now and put all the pieces into place. You have to hear these things many, many times, and he does repeat it. The Sefer is very well structured in that sense, that he repeats these Yesodas as we go through before he takes the next step. He chazes what we've done before. So I'm going to dive straight into it. The chapter, the paragraph on Daf Nun Zayin, Ten Daitche, Shelot, the Kalkel, the Tachri, the Salomi. So, Ketzat Boilers Shutfuzu, how does this partnership that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where we and him are partners in Maaseh Bereishis, how does this work? Kamu Le'il, Tachli Sabri Hilahitiv. As you mentioned above, the purpose of the Bria is to do good, is to bestow good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boro Salomi, Bo'ifen Shiyeh Bo Nivro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in which there are creatures that are lacking good, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them that good. HaTov HaMitis, so what is the ultimate good? HaDveikus Bo'is Baruch, that's the cleaving, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. Tov HaZu Lo Toisog B'Shleimusoy Imin Titen B'Chinam. There's the bread of shame dimension, which we spoke about a little bit, that the good that you receive isn't shalom if you get it for nothing. L'chein, hichayeves litkabel kischa. There's to be kischa. The kinyan ishi shel ha'adam. This has to be your personal acquisition. L'shem kach, kibalnu tarag mitzvahs, aseh velo taseh. To that purpose, we were given 613 mitzvahs, positive mitzvahs and negatives. If we will withstand the Nisoin, we'll discuss Nisoinus later, and we will do what is incumbent upon us, each person according to the demands on him. No two people are the same, no two people have the same demands, no two people start in the same place. Each person according to where he is, he does what he was asked to do. So then, Alpidin, you are entitled to the good that's coming to you. Then HaKadosh Baruch can give you this infinite good that he wants to give you, which is a fulfillment of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria. That's the full circle. That's what we've been saying all along. That's the Ramchal, the Arizal, based on why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and how that fits into why there's evil in the world, why there's mitzvahs, why there's bechira. It's all included in that summary we just said now. Nimtze imkei, therefore it comes out from what we've just said. Shebekol machshava dibur b'maisa, everything we think, say or do, which encompasses everything we can do, thought, speech and action. Vein b'sumera, vein b'aseh tov, whether we're doing positive or whether we're preventing or we're stopping ourselves from doing negative. Hayudi hu shutav b'poel ha'maaseh bereishis. Every moment he's now a partner in the purpose of creation. Because it's only by what we do or what we don't do that generates a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to give us the good that he wants to give us. If you didn't do this mitzvah, you didn't stop doing this aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be able to give you the good he wants to give you. Without us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't fulfill the purpose of the Bria Kaviyachal. Zua Utzma Adira Vamatana Pele Shenosem La HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the awesome gift and also responsibility. I'm adding that in, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Uhifkid Biyadeinu is called Tachlis HaBria. He put into our hands the entire purpose of the Bria. And it's going to be seven words of Chumash, Hashem's warning to Adam Arishon, going to be the subject of quite a bit of our discussion as we go forward. A major theme of Rav Taub is this pasuk. Ten daitcha, give your mind, pay attention. I'm translating it loosely now. Shalot Makalkal, the Tachrif, Tachrif Esalami. That you don't Makalkal and Machrif, we'll see what those two things are, Esalami. In other words, pay attention that you don't destroy my world. That's a simple pshat. Hashem is telling Adam, just make sure that you pay attention, you don't destroy my world. Let's see some of the consequences of this possible. It's based on Chazal, we'll see now. Because Baruch Hu is telling you here that you can destroy the world. And to destroy the world, you don't need Petzatza Atom or a Maisi Marib. You don't need atom bombs or awesome major events. Hashem is telling you 10 Taitcha, Shalot, the Kalvat Achri Salama. That means 10 Taitcha keeps the world. And Hesech Hadas, we have to see what that means, can destroy the world. Just a moment of inattention. Simply speaking, ten daifchim means pay attention. So a minute of inattention is capable of destroying the world. That's pretty awesome. Kasher ein ten daifcha, za'ilam chas v'chilil necharav. Kasher yehudi, ein noisen is daitoy. When a Jew is not paying attention to his portion, to his responsibilities in the partnership that he has in Maisa Breshis, automatically there's a Chub and Meira. Because the purpose of the Briah is not being Mekayim. And when the purpose of the Briah is not being Mekayim, that's a Chub Atsu. When a person doesn't think about this and he doesn't know about this, that's enough for him to destroy the world. The world was created and is kedai for me. That means I'm what's keeping the world going. When we don't recognize and value the awesomeness of this gift, and I don't understand and appreciate the enormity of the responsibility that's given over to me. And the Alamayad Lachri Vilaris is called Tzadushal. I can destroy everything. The Kachanon on the Chazal, the Gemara in Kiddushin says like this: the Fishoilam Nidon Acher Ruboy, Vahayochid Nidon Acher Ruboy. The world is judged based on Roiv, and the individual is judged based on Roiv. If he does one mitzvah, praiseworthy, happy, because he moves the world into what's called kafschus. He does a vayrachas, woe to him, because he now moves the whole world and himself into the side of chiv. What comes out of this, the mashmois of this, is that the entire kim of the world, chluim bonu, the kol rega v'rega, is dependent on me every moment. K'shem shakosh b'ocho b'kish me'ad amarishim ten daif cheshulot ha'kalkel v'tachli v'salomi. The same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam HaRishon, please pay attention that you don't makalkel and destroy my world. Kachum avachesh meitanu. He's also asking us, please don't destroy my world. I call Tom Bochem, because everything is dependent on you. The entire life of the worlds are given to you. There's other wisdom interpreting what that means, but Pashtas, the existence of reality, the existence, the success of my Briah, I've given to you. You're responsible now. In the first shahr of Nefesh HaChaim, the Reb Chaim Volozhin says like this: V'kol chiyosam v'kiyuma ha'olam is kulam. The entire life and existence of all the worlds, whatever that is, rak al yedei ha'Torah kedosha, sheyisrael iskim bo. It's all dependent on the Torah. When Klal Yisrael is Oisek in Torah, Shehi Nehira de Kol Almin V'Nishmata V'Chiyusa de Kula, because that is the life of all the worlds. It's Neshama and it's life force. The life force of all the worlds, the light, the Neshama of all the worlds, is Klal Yisrael's Torah and Mitzvahs. Iskin the Torah, whatever that means for each individual. Vilayole mikzmi kotzeva kotzoye pnu afrega echad mi aisek visboidness betorah kibosho. If the world would be for one moment void of aisek and meditating and thinking in Torah, ayuchoyzum kol olam is letov v'bol. The entire world would turn back to tov v'bol. Pre my separations. Well, not really, because Tov HaBo is part of my separations. There wasn't Tov HaBo pre my separations. Pre my separations, there was just Hashem. So, whatever Tov HaBo is, the world would turn back to Tov HaBo. That's an Nefesh HaChaim, that we see that the Hesech Hadas, from our responsibilities, automatically destroys the world. In order to give us the ultimate good, Hashem created the system of partnership between us and Him. It's a total partnership. Because of the others, He needs us to do what we're supposed to do in order for Him to give to us, because He's not going to do that if we don't do what we're supposed to do. Therefore, he's standing and waiting for us to give him the opportunity to give to us. If we don't give him this opportunity, therefore, he's not able to give us what he wants to give us, and then the whole purpose of the Bria is not fulfilled.
I don't quite understand. When a person does an Avera Chas V'Shalom, why he's makhrid the whole world at that time?
When he does an Avera?
Yeah.
Because had he not done the Avera, Hashem would have given him the Schar that he wanted to give him. And that moment that he does the Avera, Kadosh Baruch Hu is now prevented from giving him the Schar that he wanted to give him. And the purpose of the Bria is not being Makayim, because the purpose of the Bria is to give him the good when he earns it.
Okay.
You're right. If you're asking like this, we see that even though a person does an avera, the world's not machriv, because 30 seconds later you can get up and do a mitzvah. In Achinami, that's called, and we'll have to see, that's called din and rachamim. When Hashem first created the world, He created the world bedin. It means as you did an avera, you would cease to exist, because there's no purpose in you existing anymore, because a kol shbocha can't fill the bria through you. That's what din is. Din is you do something wrong, you get wiped, finished. That's it, game over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world couldn't be Makayim like that, so He injected into the world what's called Rachamim. That means Hashem suspends the din in order to give a person a chance to do tshuva and to correct his ways. If a person did an Aveira, the world doesn't get destroyed on the spot. He gets a chance to do tshuva. Once he'll do tshuva, different levels of tshuva, whatever happens to the Aveira that he did, it'll either just get wiped out, it'll become a schus, he'll get schar for that Aveira, whatever the different degrees of tshuva are. But if he goes to the end of his days and he doesn't do tshuva, so then the schar that Hashem wanted to give him, he couldn't. So the whole reason I brought you to this world was for you to earn the schar, and you did it. So you mevatel the entire bria. So you're right, in Achinami, it seems to be because of Midas HaRachamim that the system is suspended, so to speak. That needs to be thrashed out. I'm not sure how the whole underlying mechanics works in Achinami. Good question, Shkoch.
Well, can I ask, with regards to the Goyim, when they do a mitzvah, their seven mitzvahs, are they not in a way also shutfin? Because they're now allowing Hashem to give good to them.
So the Goyim is all discussion. We need to discuss it. I want to go there now because we don't have the background and the understanding of what's necessary here. The Goyim do get some kind of schar for their mitzvahs, but it's a different relationship. They're not shutfin b'maaseh b'reishis. Why is because they chose not to be. That was Avraham Avinu. The 20 Doiris, Adam Arishon was supposed to be the guy, and he blew it. Then there were 20 Doiris from Adam Arishon through to Avram, where nobody was prepared to take on the responsibility of being a shutif, and Avram Avinu took it all, and then the Goyim were given whatever they were given, and they will get schar for their mitzvahs. There is a discussion in the Rishonim exactly what the Olam Haba looks like, but they're not part of this Marechet. It's another big machlokas. That's why I don't want to even go into the subject. It's too big to deal with here. There's a big machlokas in the Mefarshim as to whether a Goyim was created, but Tzelem Elokim or not. We are going to touch on this later. We discussed it already a little bit, the Ramban, the famous Ramban, about the five different levels of the Bria. Tzomech, Doimem, Tzomeya, Chaya, Medabe, and then the fifth level, which is Yisrael Oved Hashem. So the Goy is Adama Medabe. He is not the Yisrael Oved Hashem. There's a big discussion, and it comes out from learning the Psukim, the Joshua's in the Psukim, about whether the Adam HaMedama was created to tell him Elokim or not. That's going to make a big difference to our discussion. It's a big discussion, needs to be discussed, Michi. I'm not saying not, I'm not pushing you off, but there's just too much background in Agdomas we need. It's just not the framework of what we're doing here. But, what the Goy's position and situation in the world is needs to be looked at and discussed. Right now, they're not shutfim, that's for sure not. That everybody agrees that the Musag of what's called shutfus, and we're going to expand what that means, that's for sure they don't have that aspect. They'll get rewarded for doing a good job, like a worker in a factory. He does a good job, he'll get paid, he might even get a bonus. But he's never going to become the Baal HaMifal. The way he becomes a Baal HaMifal, he becomes a partnership, a partner in the endeavor, in the enterprise. That's only by converting. That's the only way he can join the.
So maybe not a partner, but he still lets Hashem fulfill his purpose of creation by letting him give to him. In some degree, maybe a much lower level, but he's still allowing Hashem to give to him, and if he doesn't do it,
I'm not sure. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. That has to be discussed. Okay. I'm not sure that I understand that's your Lakuda. I'm not sure. I don't know. We'll have to see what. You have to go into all the whole sugya. It's a massive sugya with the shape. Gemara's about exactly where the Ben Noach fits into this Marechet. In Achinami, you're right. But it's a whole different study, and we need to get the sources and we'll go into it. He's entitled to reward for what he did. There's no question. Question is, this Marechet we're talking about, the Yisrael Oved Hashem, that for sure he's not part of. So we're asking, what's the schar of the Adam HaMedaber? We will see. He doesn't. As we go forward, we're going to discuss that whole sugya of the boy. We're going to be discussing it at length. And we want to understand, because we mentioned this earlier, if we want to understand Avraham Avinu, we need to understand Noach. And we'll have to see why, when we say Shelo Sani Goy, we mean Noach. We'll have to see what that dynamic is.
When Goyim were offered the Torah and they decided not to accept it, had they accepted it, would they have been like Yisrael, or that's a complete separate thing?
I don't know. Also, once again, that's what we have to understand. The Goyim said, Nasev and Ishma, then why not? We'll have to see. They did have kashas, because it seems it's same from Avram. They didn't come from Avram. I don't know what Kodesh Baruch Hu offered in the Torah. That's another subject. All right? Yeah. We can't go into all the subjects that touch really on the subject we're dealing with. Imachinami. We are going to go into the Sugya of Shelo Sani Goy in depth. That's one of the foundations of this whole Mahalach. In order to understand Avraham Avinu, we'll see when we get there, we'll try and thresh it. Some of this, but we're not going to cover it in depth, because right now we're discussing Yisrael Oved Hashem. So it's hard to, at the same time, discuss. And also it's because there's a big tumult in the Rishonim about this. He's taking the Mahalach here, you'll see, as we go through, I'll point it out, but we're taking the Mahalach here, that the Goy is not created to tell him Elokim. Adam HaMedaber was not created to tell him Elokim, meaning that he has this ability to become a shooter of the Ma'aseh Bereishis. But there are other showing that go differently, and we have to see. Okay. Fine. Just to end off Perek Gimel, it's more of a Dhamma to Perek Dalet, but let's do it anyway. Choshev la'advish, yishutva zu, ki amuka haba yoysen, ni ha-shutfes, ha-mukubolas, bain, ha-vriyas, shere, kedei la'itiv lanu, ha-tobu shlema, v'gurma tachlis. This shutfes that we're talking about, we have to just emphasize here, is very different. It's much deeper and more fundamental than the normal partnerships we find amongst people. Because in order to bestow this ultimate good, total, shlemus, gemura betachlis, kashu kibyashal kodesh baruch hu tanu alav ba'avuzas ava. There's an aspect here of a kodesh baruch hu binding us to him with love. In a normal partnership, you don't have to love your partner. In fact, you can hate him and still have a very good business together. And if there are any lawyers out there, they'll tell you there are lots of partnerships like that. There are businesses that are run by people who don't necessarily enjoy each other or get on very well, and they're more than to work together. We may even have a government like that in this country soon, where the two partners probably hate each other, and yet they for the purposes of business, they're gonna make a wonderful partnership. Just reminds me just how much shekeli is when England joined together with Russia in the war to fight the Germans. Churchill, who mamash hated the Russians, hated the communists with a passion. If you look at the things he said about them before he joined them, it just oozed hatred for the Russians. But they didn't have a choice. They had to get together to fight the Germans. So Churchill made a speech on that day explaining about the long-lasting relationship that we've had with the Russians and how much brotherhood there is between us and how much we love each other. Because that's not what we're talking about here. Yeah, Kolosh Baruch Hu loves us, and it's an infinite love. And he binds us to him in a partnership. This partnership, the foundations, the knots that bind us in this partnership are not convenience. What binds us in this partnership is Ahava. Sha'in lanu, and we can't even begin to understand how big Hashem's infinite love for us is. We don't have a framework, we don't have a reference for understanding how great that love is. Any day when a sinner stumbles, then a sinner knows me my recha shel Ahava. Giving, as what Bessel explains, leads to love. But if you just give somebody stump because you want to give them, you can't compare that to a loving that flows out of a deep love. That flows out of a deep love. When two people who love each other give to each other, call the sinner Moisifa Ava. Each act of giving increases the love. And as you love more, you want to give more. And as you give more, you love more. It's an ongoing circle of growth. It's a spiral. This giving and love eventually just takes off into an infinite system of giving and love. This love doesn't just flow in one direction from Hashem to us. We return back to him. We're supposed to go after Hashem Elokecha. We have to give back to Hashem this revelation of love. As we give more back to him, he becomes more beloved to, he loves us more, he gives us more. So it's an ongoing cycle, it's a dance. It's not just a partnership of convenience. Any day when Ashkir betoich Avon Mashkir Stam, the Avon of Kakelis is Ashura, love breaks all the rules, we know that. The Mimsa Shekakosh Anu Mesif in Avon Klap Hashem, to the extent that we are adding and giving more and displaying more love to Hashem, the Mashkir Lady Yosi, he gives more back to us. The Ikvu Zois Mitametses Avosainu Klapav, Vachoyzach Nilo Ad Ensof. Same system. We give to him the love, he returns it with more because we're getting more, we have more colour, more appreciation, more love, so we give more, and that keeps an ongoing spiral that just becomes more and more infinite giving and love. And that's what we're going to discuss with Bezrat Hashem now in Perek Dalet, Daf Nun Tes, and the chapter is called Avusas Ava, Bonds of Love. To give you some idea of what we're going to be dealing with here. Now, to discuss this, you actually have to touch on Shir HaShirim. It's impossible to discuss the Shir HaShirim is the blueprint for this relationship. And we don't understand too much about Shir HaShirim. He actually has a whole sefer. I was looking about the Pesach. Rabbi Zvil Zatzal wrote a whole sefer on Shir HaShirim, Moedika sefer. Some of the extracts we're going to be dealing with now. What did he bind himself? Hashem bound himself. He bound himself with a shvur that he will He will shine. He will bestow his shchina betoch klal Yisrael. Revealed, the Shechina will be apparent in Klal Yisrael. Chazal loyim shakolosh baruch hu aser v'keshes atzmo aleinu kviyochel v'avusas ava. The Midrash is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bound himself to us with ropes of love. Fine, lovely. We have to see what that means. It obviously has to be unraveled. V'inei, v'agbalas ha'kesh v'yochel b'in ha'udi l'boirei. This in the clarifying, in the categorization, sorry, of the relationship between a yid and his creator, we find many different lotions of mushalim in the psukim and also in Chazal. We can extract from all these different lashonim. We're going to focus on two. The first one is bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichen. The first one is a relationship of we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. It means a father-son relationship. Kol Yehudi hu b'nai shel melech melechei ha'melachim. Each Jew is a son. We'll see an only son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the day to call Tzachov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned and takes care of all his needs. Ka'av Rachum ha'merachem al b'noi, like a merciful father who has mercy and love for his son. Kufi shenema, v'yedata im levavecha ki kashe yisa ishes b'noi. You shall know in your mind, deep down, that the same way that a father, a man, rebukes his son, Hashem elokecha mislecho, Hashem rebukes you. It means don't think that when Hashem is rebuking, when Hashem is giving you a rough time, that it's he's beating you up because he's got nothing else to do. A dysfunctional father who art in heaven, you know, he's sitting up there in the Shemaim with a big stick, waiting for you to do something wrong so he can whip you. That's not what's going on yet. The same way as a caring, loving father watches his son, but when the son needs to be corrected, he corrects him, not because he has this perverted desire to cause his son suffering, but because he has a deep love for the child and he wants to correct him. That's how Hashem corrects us. That's what Chazal is telling us. The Pasuk even, Yachad im Zois, together with this father-son relationship, Mechoina Kesher Shel Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kirei Yosi. Very often, our relationship, Knesset Yisrael's relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is described as a spouse, as a wife. And as I mentioned, Sefer Shirashim Kulu Nichtav Kamashal Oides Inin Gavur Ram V'Nisor Zeh. This very elevated, Roimimus subject is the subject of Shirashirim. Lecha Charub Deshatvarim Hinem Adinim V'Nisoyim Ma'od Nasa Leba Oysa Behetiv. Even though the subject of Shir Shirim is more than din, it's very, very subtle. You can get very, very mixed up, like unfortunately people have got in the subject. But it's very important, and we'll try and explain them, he's saying, as best as we can, to come out with a tuf tam on the subject. And as I mentioned, he wrote all safe on this. Okay. So you understand that there's a major difference between the relationship of a father and a son to the relationship of a man and a wife. They're the two very different relationships. First difference is the relationship between a father and a son, you can't end it. It can become a rotten relationship. You can kick him out of the house. He can never speak to him. It can get to the worst possible situation. But he's still a father and he's still a son. It might be a terrible father-son relationship, but you can never end a father-son relationship. There's no way to destroy that. You can't, there's no Masechtas Gittin for children. The father can't stop being the father, and the son can't stop being the son. There's no divorce here. Another aspect of the father-son relationship is no one chose it. There's no bechira in who your father's going to be, and you don't have a choice of where your kids are going to be. Doesn't matter who your son is, what he is, where he is, what the father is, the relationship is forced upon you, and that's it. There's no way to end it. The husband-wife relationship is created through Bechira. Alavai, that was true, but that's how it's supposed to be. A husband chooses his wife with full decision-making processes. He recognizes the milas and chesroinas. Then he chooses her. He chooses the pros, and he lives with the cons, and he makes a decision based on the package that he's choosing. However, this relationship can be ended. The the ongoing relationship is not guaranteed under all circumstances. The relationship can end. Behine, a kodesh baruch hukasha otanu alav bekesha agabekesha. So Hashem, the Lashon, using this, I have to stop you. All right, let's just finish this quickly. I'm sorry. I didn't realize what the time was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makasher Otanu Olav B'Kesher Al Gabi Kesher Ba'avu Zis'a V'Kfulim U'Mekupolim Mechad. The relationship that Hashem binds us to is very, very tight. It's bound and in bounds and bounds because it's also Mitzad Echad, it's Banim Ad V'Chelo Kecho. But Gam, it's also this aspect of Goyim. אנו בונים להשם אלוקני בכל תנאי כל מעצב, גם כאשר אין אנו עושים את רצוני של מוקם, אנו קרואים בונים. The Rashbo Paskins, in the truth is a Rashbo, that even when we're not doing the Rotsan Hashem, we still called בונים. אין לא אפשרות להתנדק מקשע הזה, כפי שנאמר ישראל אף אותי שחייתי ישראל הוא. It's a big subject, we have to discuss this, we're going to go into the Mitzvah Hashem in the next parak tomorrow. ישראל אף אותי שחייתי ישראל הוא, there's no ways that you can stop being a Yisrael. מאידך הקשר אינו קשר כפוי שנוצר שלא בידי בקורא ומה מנסים אינו גול הקודש בוכו אלינו בכל חוד רגע תפוטו גילו לן זכור מצפוין התורסוי בוכו בנו לרס לרעים עם מנוסנו ועם חסרוסנו וגם אנו בוכנו בו בידי הקורא ברורה כמו שאנו רואים לי בתפילה ומרוך הוא סוף רוצו קיבלו עליהם את הסיני it was an aspect of Rotson kiblo alehem. We said nas v'nishma. There was the aspect of hagigigis. I'm not going to get into that. But all amitz Hashem, we have to stop here. We'll carry on tomorrow. Just to remind you, there's two relationships. They're two very different relationships. But Hashem uses both of them for us. We have to see how these two things work. Okay. Is there any questions on this? I'm happy to take them. If anybody needs to leave.
If we get divorced and then does the halacha apply that?